when you sit in the stalls particularly, if the stage was flat, you'd want to sit further back so that you could actually see the back of the stage. So because there's a rake on it, it means that you can see, I mean, in ballet and dance and things like that, you can sit on the front row and you can see everybody's feet. Whereas if it was flat, you wouldn't see the back of the stage. It causes complications when you bring in a show and you want a flat stage, and then they have to raise the front edge. You have to have a false floor and everything. And like Singing in the Rain, if you're bringing Singing in the Rain and stuff, you'd want a flat stage because otherwise all the water would flow. So you'd have to take out rows of seats as well, so you'd lose income from those. So it gets very complicated. But the design is fabulous. It's very similar. There's a theatre, I think, at Wolverhampton that's got something to do with the same designer, I think. I've been there as well. And that's got the same, very much the same sort of arrangement of seating and things, and the rake on the stage as well. It's weird because you think everything that you put on the stage is just going to start falling this way, but obviously everything is either weighted or adjusted to sit on the stage. But yes, you have to be aware that if you drop something, it could roll rather than stay exactly where you've left it. So those sort of things. But dancing becomes... there are certain exercises you need to do, really, if you're dancing on a raked stage. There are health and safety regulations to do with that and working on a raked stage. So it's about making sure your dancers are aware of that, because then if you put heels on as well on a rake, and then suddenly everything, your whole body is starting to fall forward, so it causes a lot more stress on the backs of your legs and things. But we do it, it's okay. We've never altered the stage so it was flat.
Right.
We've removed the pit and things. This last year we've just been in with West Side Story, and we had the full orchestration, which is a massive orchestration, and we couldn't fit in the pit. So we actually put them in the dock at the back of the stage and filled that whole space with musicians, and took out a couple of rows at the front and things like that. So we've adjusted things slightly, and the pit here, you can raise and lower the pit, so it can come up to stage level. So if you wanted to, you can do it if you don't use it as an orchestra pit itself. So you can do that. But the shows we bring in with Carlton Operatic, we hire floors and things, we hire the whole set, so we literally cover up the whole of the actual flooring that is down, which is actually quite slippy, the flooring that's down, but we put on false floors, but we've never leveled it. I've never tried that one.